I'm sitting here looking at my garden. Trash is what most people would think. Overgrown, wild, discarded. But I don't look at it from human eyes. I like to look at it from nature. I mean, if you own a microscope and you look at minute things in all their detail and their amazing ability to adapt and construct, this garden is an oasis. I see the morning glory climbing over the crap. I see the ferns growing. I see the wild grasses sprouting where I've cut their heads off before. I see the bees, the woodlice, the ants, the flies, the wasps, all exploring, finding something for themselves. I mean, the wasps eat the green fly. The ladybirds eat the green fly. The caterpillars munch the leaves and turn into butterflies, which take pollen from the plants that are flowering. Okay, they're not plants, they're weeds, but weeds flower. Dandelions, morning glory, next door's... what's it called? Oh, I don't know, that purple thing. Anyway... If you're ever unsure about the mess, the wildness that is your back garden, just stop and look at nature and ask, who appreciates it more? Nature or your neighbours? Personally, I'm willing to leave it to nature. I respect nature way more for my microscopy experiments. I remember when I saw the wasp for the first time with its hairs over its wings and thinking, stealth fighter. And everyone's just thinking, well, that thing that annoys me when I'm picnicking, the thing that stings. Well, they're all of those things. But the butterflies and the moths, the woodlice and the flies and the ladybirds and everything else enjoy my space because it's a bit wild and it gets left to them. And I'm happy with that. And no human can tell me that the mess isn't worth anything because I have proof otherwise.